today, I believe that the Holy Spirit have us to focus on advanced directives. I'm so encouraged and thankful for Dr. Marcia Brown being with us this morning to share with us, and looking forward to hearing more from her. But advanced directives, and thank God for the word that gives us, especially for those of us who have an ear to hear, let us hear. Thank God for the word that gives us advanced directives that will build families, will also build the body of Christ. I believe it was God who spoke to Abram and told him that in thee, inside of you, Abram, all families of the earth shall be blessed. And we who are the seed of Abraham by faith, the seed of Christ, by faith, I believe this morning, and as I believe we have been already encouraged by Dr. Brown, we understand and we hold fast to the fact that in us, all families of the earth shall be blessed. There's a distinction between the body of Christ and what we refer to often as the church. I am so glad for the ecclesia that are on this call. And when you consider advanced directives, I know it's a tough, difficult subject for many. But once again, I submit to the body, to my family, that transparency leads to transformation and triumph. Transparency. We got to be honest that there's an appointment. I'm trying to miss an appointment, y'all. I already told y'all that. I believe in missing appointments sometimes. And death is one of them, because I want to be more like Enoch. Hallelujah. I want to be more like Elijah. As the Lord has given us many advanced directives, I am in particular, and have been for the last week, and I didn't appreciate it until the last probably 24 hours as I thought about what I would bring to the family this morning. But I've been meditating upon the book of James, and I've been focusing on chapter 1. And over the last week, James chapter 1, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. That particular verse has been resonating within my spirit. And it is the verse that hopefully God will allow us to unpack today. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man or the woman that endures temptation. For when he or she is tried, that person shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. As I have focused on this particular verse, it's been with the mind to debrief from what I do professionally. It's been this verse that has been with me while I was traveling on the highway, And while I was taking depositions and going back to work in Tallahassee on Friday, but this verse, blessed is the man or the woman that endures temptation, for when he or she is tried, the person shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. It has been the verse that I have considered that has helped me to debrief me from what was going on around me. As I'm sure many of you, but this has been my own particular experience. Conversation upon conversation. Text upon text. Article upon article. Newsflash upon newsflash. What appears to dominate the subject of discussion all around us is often negative. The overall message appears to be of what can't be done. Who is holding us back, or why we couldn't do it at all? There appears to be some underlying message and sense. Woe is me. The sky is falling, or this sense of entitlement. Think about it, family. Think about it. Think about what conversations and text messages and emails that you've received over the last week and just over 7 day period of time, every phone call that was received and every text read and for every email read and for every image presented by the media and what of that? What of all of what we received over the last 7 days? How much of that was actually about something good? What have been presented to us, to you over this past week, and what has been shared with you and I over this past week, what of it has been uplifting? What made you laugh? And what helped you to prepare for the future? What edified you and built you up? What brought you peace? What brought you joy? What made you think about the goodness of God? Hallelujah. For every email, every text, every phone conversation, what brought you back? Help you to focus on Christ. In fact, if we stand back, if we sit back and assess everything and everyone that we allow to enter into our mental space and emotional sphere, how much of it was not only about good news, but more importantly, a reminder that God is good. God is good. God is good. If you missed it over the past 7 days, maybe this last 7 minutes, God is good. When you consider the amount of time we allow ourselves to be manipulated by negative people and negative places and negative things, it is no wonder that we live in a society that people are so depressed that they can't have life and life more abundantly. And that spirit of negativity, that spirit of defeat, that spirit of depression is not just running amok in the world. Oftentimes we see it in our families. We see it in our communities. We see it in what we call the church. And it began to register with me that for the most part, these days are gone now, it appears, but even in the Church of God by faith, the days are gone. And we can be in service, and as a part of the service, there is a built-in opportunity to allow us to individually and collectively join together in a worship experience. Back in the day, as I was growing up, I'm born in 1965, so the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, somewhat the 90s, there will be that service that we would call Testimony service. I can remember on Sunday night, especially at 7:30 night. Yeah, we spent a lot of nights in 7:30 starting time service on Sunday nights. And after the AMV selection, by the young adult choir, and after a prayer, that the leading deacon for that night service, that Sunday night service beginning at 7:30, the deacon would say, testimony service is yours until you cut it off. I know that may not be right in terms of English, Dr. Glenda, but that's what he would say. Testimony service is yours until you cut it off. And doing that part of the service, the saints who stood upright in the faith and those who are rooted deeply in their love for God and for the people of God, they could, doing testimony service, they could be transparent. That in spite, they could be transparent that regardless of their circumstances, God is a God is able. May not live in the house like Dr. So-and-so, but God is able. May not drive the car like preacher so-and-so, but God is able. Husband may have walked out, left me and my children, but God, hallelujah, is able. They're not treating me right on my job, but God is able. As I reflect on the reality of the times while I was growing up, if you looked at our zip code, the reality of the data would reflect the people who were not well-to-do. But at the same time, when I listened to the testimony of the saints, those folks possessed the Spirit of God to just do well. In the midst of not being well-to-do, they had the Spirit of God to just do well. And in spite of their circumstance, their lives and their testimony remained consistent. That at the beginning of the day, during the day, and at the end of the day, I could do all things. Hallelujah. I don't know if you have that praise this morning, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me in spite of my circumstances and challenges. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And family, embedded in each testimony, it appeared to sound repetitive. But actually, the saints were not repeating the same thing, but reaffirming the same one. Hallelujah. They were not repeating the same thing, but they were reaffirming the same one. That what God has done for you, He has also done for me.
Amen.
Regardless of what the saints were going through, they had an eye to the future. They had a hope and an expected end that they were coming out, and that when they came out, Dr. Glenda, they were coming out better. They were not coming out
Amen.
Better, but they were coming out better. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel my health coming on.
Yeah, come on.
The saints appreciated something more powerful than we call now as praise and worship. They had an eye to the future. Oh, my hope and expected end. So they had something better than praise and worship. They appreciated the power of the spoken word to confess. Hallelujah. The now living God who raised from the dead a now living Savior, the Lord Jesus. And that same power, hallelujah, that resurrected the Lord Jesus from the grave is the same power that they knew could change lives and circumstances. It was the same power that could call, a prodigal son and daughter home.
All right.
I can hear him now. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. Regardless, hallelujah, of their surroundings and their circumstances, regardless of the income reflected on the tax return, the saints had a testimony of victory.
Yes, a testimony of victory.
Mm-hmm. Testimony service. It was not a place to gripe about life, but the opportunity to hype God. It wasn't about griping, but hyping God. Hallelujah.
In that service,
the saints were reminded, in spite of their so-called poor English and failure to properly connect subject and verb, that at the end of the day, on the first day of the week, at this 7:30 service, that our Father, hallelujah, who art in heaven, He's able not only to do, but He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask for things, hallelujah, according to the power that works in us. Thank God for the power.
Thank you, Lord.
It was in, hallelujah, testimony service
Thank you.
That the saints who were filled with wisdom and also filled with the Holy Ghost. I love those things. Yeah. They were filled with wisdom and the Holy Ghost. That they would share the text. Hallelujah. But they understood that the power they had, hallelujah, that it would allow them to share the test in order to affirm the testimony. Or a fancy car, but they had unspeakable joy. city yes. halls, venues, and places like we have now. But they had the brain. Hallelujah. They walked with a brain. They walked heaven. Mm-hmm. They prayed heaven. They fasted heaven. They gave their testimony heaven that they had a victorious life. Because in him they moved. In him they live and they have the end. It's amazing that just like this week, right now, we can take some lemons and we can add some sugar and some water to it. And make lemonade. The saints of power, the saints of prestige, the saints of purpose could take their they could add the word of God, and they could add the spirit of God, and they could give God a shout out and a praise for how God had turned this hallelujah into a testimony. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman that endures from people when he or she is tried. Oh, you're going to be tried. We would say this as we were growing up. Don't try me. Don't try me. But the word says, when we have been tried, we just endure. Hallelujah. That person shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them. So we're in testimony, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
James Ward reminding us that happy is the person. That's what blessed me. Happy. I was around some happy things, y'all. Happy is the person.
Happy.
Hallelujah. That endures the test. They endure the ups and the downs. They endure the good and the bad. They endure the circumstances of life. They endure when they got a job and when they don't have a job, when they got education and when they don't have education, when they're sick in their body and when they're well. Their testimony reminded us that they didn't run from the test. Hallelujah.
That's right.
They didn't complain about it. They didn't proclaim, woe is me, but with a shout of victory and a
resounding
heart that greater is he that is in he that is in the world. They were teaching us that through it all. They endured.
That's right.
They endured. They endured. I won't show you if you can and will. Just study that word. Study it from the Greek. Hallelujah. And when you look at it, like I've looked at it, that Greek word for endure, it means really, y'all, to remain under. To remain under. Hallelujah.
All right,
in life, in my own life, there were times that I was facing situations and facing the perfect storms of life, if you will, that I could have run away. For the word of God.
Preach, Pastor.
The Spirit of God that helped me to remain under.
Remain under.
That's good. Thank that's a good God. Word.
When I didn't have, hallelujah, when I didn't have the bar dam the first time, I could have given up. Hallelujah. But I prayed to God and asked him for a little more wisdom. And I asked the Spirit to pray with me that God would give me some more wisdom so I could pass the bar dam. And thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. A lawyer who knows the wonderful counselor. When I was 9, reappointed. Hallelujah. From family. As Vice President for Legal Affairs and General Counsel, I could have given up all hope. But God reminded me that what they did for evil, hallelujah. They did for evil, God
that's
would
right.
have
that's right.
for
Jesus. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I can hear David.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. David Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. Hallelujah. I have faith. I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait.
wait. Good, Reverend.
Wait.
That's
on the
good.
Lord.
Thank you. Wait on
he
the Lord.
And he shall strengthen yes. your heart. Wait, I say.
Wait. Hallelujah.
Wait, I say.
Wait,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wait, I say on the Lord.
Wait, I
wait.
Say.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To wait on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
To be of good courage.
That's right. You'll see
it's to be to endure. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
To endure.
Remain undone.
It remains. Hallelujah. It means to remain under the
adverse
so God can change the text. If you wait on him just a little longer, he'll turn it to a testimony.
Thank you.
I believe
yes,
it.
Lord.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Thank
amen.
You.
Wait,
to endure. It
amen.
Means exemplify courage under fire. That's what they do in the military. That's when you know that you are a true soldier. When you have the courage.
Thank you, God.
That you need to have while you are
thank
under
you.
Fire.
Yes,
nobody's
Lord,
a true
Lord.
Soldier when nothing's coming at you. It is the soldier that stands there.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
And under fire. Onward, Christian soldier.
Nah,
hallelujah. Onward.
Jesus. Onward, Christian. Oh.
And if you wait on it, if you just wait, if you continue to endure,
wait,
the word that's to know that God will approve
us.
God will approve us. When we do so, God is going to approve us, and he's going to give us a grade of A. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And that grade means, hallelujah, that we are knowing. Just remain, hallelujah, under the adverse circumstances.
Remain, hallelujah.
And he's going to give us a grade of B, which means that we are blessed and highly favored. When he
does
so, if we just hang in there, God will approve us and give
yes,
us a grade of C, which means that
amen.
We have the victory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because of any man, if any woman be in Christ, they
be
are
Christ.
New creations.
Yeah,
and
new
old creation. Things are passed away.
Oh.
And behold, all things
awesome.
Become new.
Wait
on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
And because, we have, and because we have been God approved, we will receive the crown of life.
Crown of life.
All
thank
is promised to those who love him. Not because we love actors,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Go ahead, as God has inspired you to do so. Lead us out of the parking lot.